And a good evening to you from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa. As the Dort College Defender Volleyball team opens up the 2017 Great Plains Athletic Conference quarterfinal round, the Defenders will be facing the Doan College Tigers this evening for the right to move on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament. The winner of this one advances on to the semifinals. That will be coming up on Wednesday night of this week, as the Defenders, the winner of this one, advances on and will face either Northwestern or Briarcliff, those two teams playing in Orange City this evening. Northwestern comes in as the higher seed, so a win by Northwestern gets them into the semifinal round at home, while the Dort College Defenders or Doan Tigers would need an upset by Briarcliff to forge a home court match on Wednesday night of next week. The Great Plains Athletic Conference championship match will be played 1 week from today. We will pause now for our pre-match prayer, followed by our national anthem. Our national anthem presented and performed by the Dort College Cantori this evening. Thank you to them for adding to this evening's contest. The Dort College Defenders, to my right, they are in their white tops, black shorts, half black sleeves, half white, yellow stripe on it. The libero in a predominantly black jersey. She is Summer Jansen. These two teams have played twice this season. The Doan College Tigers and Dort College, and Dort College has prevailed 3-1 in both of those matches. The most recent one was on Defender Days when Dort College prevailed 3-1 after losing the first set of the match, and then they came back to win the next three in relatively easy fashion. Let's take a look at some of the players you'll hear about for both of these teams. For Dort College, Hannah Connolly has settled into a serve specialist role. She has 8 aces so far this season with 1 dig per set. Aubrey Drake is a back row specialist. She is a junior from Rock Island, Illinois. She averages 2.1 digs per set, has 27 ace serves. Julie Lindberg is a junior from Margate, Florida, outside hitter, 2.23 kills per set. Emma Altena wears number 12. She averages 2.16 digs, 4.4 kills, has a team high 39 ace serve. She is a junior from Sioux Center. Jamie Gasink is a junior from Sioux Center. She's the setter, averaging 10.6 assists. She has 30 ace serves this year. Allie Kromendijk has 1.1 blocks per set, 1.9 kills. Erica Bausma, 18 ace serves, back row specialist from Sheldon, averaging 1.8 digs per set. Leah Camp averages 2.8 kills per set. She is a junior from Tinley Park, Illinois. Summer Jansen is the libero, 25 ace serves, 5.1 digs. And Haley Moss is a right side hitter, averaging 1.1 kills per set. She is 6'6", and she is listed from Boyden, Iowa. Verdon, their leading attacker, is Madison Van Housen at 2.8 kills per set. Allison Kindling is at 3.72 kills per outing. Macy Coffey is at 3.13 kills. And Aaron Warren is at 4.7 digs for the Doan University Tigers. The North College defenders on the south half of the floor, as is typically the custom at home matches. They will be on the south end to start. They will play sets 1 and 3. In the court to my right, as I'm seated at the scorer's table, the winner advances on to the quarterfinal round on Wednesday night. North College rated number 5 in the most recent NAIA coaches poll. The Doan College Tigers receiving votes. They might get a little more attention again, though, after knocking off the Hastings College Broncos this past week in 5. Doan on the attack, over the top of the block, saved by the defenders, comes over to Camp. Camp of the swing, controlled by Doan. Doan attacking over the top of the block, and a touch in the back row. And the Doan College Tigers draw first blood, 1-0 on a kill from the outside. So a kill from the outside by Kinley. Serve controlled by Dort College. Bausma over to Gasink. Gasink with the tap over. Very nearly drops in. Doan able to scramble to it. Shoot it outside to Altena. Altena with the kill. 1-1 our score. Altena with her first kill this evening. So Altena answers the Kinley kill with a kill of her own. And the North College defenders tied up at 1-1. Doan University set for serve receive. Connelly serve controlled by Doan. Set outside through the block. Dug by Bausma, but dug up and over and out of bounds. Macy Coffey with the kill, and Doan has a 2-1 lead. 2-1 our score just underway from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Got started straight up at 7 o'clock tonight. Ron Romine is the R1. He is opposite me in the official stand. Dort College, they slide it over to Kromendijk, unable to put it away. Here comes Doan through the block, saved by Jansen. No. A kill for the Doan College Tigers. And this Doan University team, a youthful squad, Macy Coffey. I beg your pardon, that was Madison Van Housen with the kill. So Van Housen with her first kill. North College trails 3-1. They go outside to Altena. And that ball, I thought it bounced off the antenna after the attack. There was no call made. And a block for the Tigers, and they lead it 4-1. 4-1 our score, Doan with service. Serve controlled by the defenders. Shoot it over to Altena. Altena with the swing. Now it's going to be close to the net, and it doesn't make it over. And the Doan Tigers unable to formulate an attack out of it. And the Dort College defenders trail 4-2. So Altena gets her second kill this evening. Gasink with service. Here come the Tigers. Set goes outside. Saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasink. Back to Altena. Roll shot. Opposite side. Saved by Van Housen. Van Housen off of the block and a kill. Madison Van Housen with her second kill. And the Tigers lead it 5-2. 5-2 our score. 5-2. Serve to the sideline. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. So Kromendijk registers the kill. And now Emma Altena has service for the defenders. 5-3. Dort College down 2 early on in set number 1. Altena jump serve taken by Doan. Attacking off high hands. Saved by Moss. Gets it over to Gasink. Passed over the net by Kromendijk, saved by Kromendijk. Here comes Doan attacking. One-arm stab, kept alive by Jansen. Sent over the net by Lindbergh, but long and out of bounds. Point Doan, and the Tigers lead at 6 to 3. 6-3 our score. Lindbergh sent that one long off of the back line. 6-3 our score. Serving for the Tigers will be Coffey. Macy Coffey with a jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysing. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Unable to put it down. Here comes Doan. And we've got a double contact called on the Tigers and Allison Kinley. Point defenders, a ball handling error on Kinley. And Ord College leads it, trails it, I should say, 6-4. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen, low hard serve taken by the Tigers. Set goes outside and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Madison Venhausen. Venhausen with the attack error. She tries to cut it cross court. That's a tough shot to get. And the Ord College defenders trail 6-5. Doan attacking. They'll set right side this time through the box. Saved by Jansen. Alton over the bump set. Sends it up over to Lindbergh. Saved by Jansen. Keeps it alive. Pushed over the net by Jansen. Saved by Doan. Tigers attacking. Venhausen. Venhausen to the sideline kill. Madison Venhausen keeps that one in play. Didn't take quite as sharp an angle at it. And she records the kill. 7-5, Dort College, down two, receiving serve from Venhausen. Venhausen with 19 aces. Interesting story in that she had 6 aces the other night against Hastings, nearly a third of her ace serves in that win over Hastings. Blocked at the net, it stays in bounds. Point, Doan. Doan leads 8-5. And an ace serve for Venhausen, and Venhausen makes it 9-5. 9-5 our score. Venhausen with her first ace by either team, and the Tigers a little bit of breathing room here early on, 9-5. Venhausen serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to Gaysing, comes back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, saved by Doan, up and over. Controlled by Jansen, gets it to Gaysing, back over to Moss. Moss, unable to send it over the tape, point Doan. And the Tigers have a 10-5 lead after the attack error by Haley Moss. 10-5, Dort College down 5. Dort College calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR.
Hi.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders trailing the Doan University Tigers by a score of 10-5. Doan with service. Controlled by the defenders. Set outside Lindbergh. Off high hand. Saved by Doan. Tigers attack again. Set goes to the middle. And tipping it around the block and getting it down is Alexis Dale. Dale with a kill. And Doan leads it 11-5. 11-5, Doan in front by 6, set number 1 of this best-of-5 tussle. Venhausen with the serve, taken by Altna, gets it over to Gaysink, bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh banks it off of the block, saved by Doan. Tigers will pass it over the net, free ball. Altna, Gaysink. Camp unable to finish it. Doan scrambling, they keep it alive. Down ball by Venhausen, point defenders. And the Dort College defenders with a point after the attack error by Venhausen. And the Dort College defenders trailing 11-6. 11-6 our score. Short serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attack again. Pushed to the outside. Saved by Jansen. But Lindbergh runs out of room in front of the scorer's table. So another kill. This one by Coffey, I think. Kinley gets the kill. Dort College down a half dozen, so they've got some work to do. Nearly a kill for Lindbergh, but Doan is able to pick it out. Saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back to Altena, off high hand, saved by Doan. Tigers attack, outside roll shot, and a kill for the Tigers. Doan University with a 13-6 lead, and this Tiger team playing with a lot of confidence right now. They have a 13-6 advantage. 13-6 our score. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide right side Camp. Camp with a kill. So Dort College down 13-7 and time for the defenders to make a move. Wait too long, obviously run out of time. Serving will be Drake. Aubrey Drake with serve. And Aubrey Drake lines it up. her jump serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attacking down the line, saved by Jansen. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes outside to Altena. Altena with a swing. Dug by Doan. Tigers attack off high hands and a kill for the Tigers. This Tiger team, a youthful group. They've been dangerous all year. And they finally got an upset in the win over Hastings to close the season. Pick up by Bausman, gets it to Giesink, back over to Camp. Camp swings, dug by Doan. Doan attacking, and Doan attacking from the outside. Kinley with another kill. She's got four. And the Tigers have a 15-7 lead. 15-7, North College will use their second timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is North College Volleyball on KDCR. Doan College with a 15-7 lead. Tough serve. North College keeps it alive. Now they'll have to defend. Doan attacking. Set outside Kinley. Kinley with another kill. And she has got it rolling. Six kills in set number one for Kinley. And the Tigers threatening to run away and hide with this one. They lead 16-7 in set number one. Serving for the Tigers will be Alex Neff. Neff serve, short, controlled by the defenders. Comes over to Jansen. Jansen gets it to Giesink. Giesink to Camp. Camp with a kill. 16-8, Dort College down. Dort College has to string some points together. Hannah Connolly, the freshman from McCook Lake, South Dakota, serving for the defenders. Her short serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Unable to put it away. Saved by Connolly. Bausma with a bump set. Altena from well off of the 10-foot line. Unable to put it away. Here comes Doan. Outside set. Dug by Bausma. Giesink back over to Altena. Altena with a kill. 16-9. Emma Altena with her third kill. Connolly has service for the defenders again, trailing by seven. Need to string three or four more together today, right here, I think. Doan will scramble. Down ball, saved by Drake, kept alive by Giesink, set outside Altena off high hands. Now an overpass. Altena tries to put it away, and Scala with the block. A block for Scala as Altena went up on the overpass to try and put it down. And the Tigers survive that run by the defenders. They just put together two, and Doan survives it. But now Doan follows with Kinley with a serve into the net. Point Dort College. So a service error by the Tigers. Giesink serve controlled by Doan. Through the block, saved by Drake. Kept it alive, got it over to Giesink. Giesink to Altena. Altena around the block, kill. Emma Altena with her fourth kill, and the Tigers lead by six. Dort College has scored four of the last five. Dort College was down at one point, 16-7. Doan attacking through the block, saved by the defenders, put up by Altena. Too close to the net, though, as she had to dive for it, and Macy Coffey puts it away. Coffey knocks that one down, and the defenders trailed by seven again, 18-11. 18-11 our score. Taken by Altena. Gets it over to Giesink. Comes over on the slide to Moss. Cross court. Dug by Doan. Tigers attack. Down the line and hitting it long and out of bounds is Macy Coffey. Point defenders. So an attack error by Coffey. Dort College down six. If he can get two or three more, it'll make it interesting. Serving is Emma Altena. Altena. Jump serve, saved by the Tigers. And we've got a player in the net for the Doan Tigers, point defenders. So a blocking error by Doan. And that'll actually be an attack error. So on their side of the net, an attack error by the Tigers. Dort College trailing 18-13. Serving for Altena. Altena serves it long and out of bounds, and it's right back to 6 points after the Altena service error. 19-13, Dort College down six. Coffey has service. Taken by Jansen, gets it to Giesink, comes over to Moss, tips it over to the sideline, controlled by the Tigers. Tigers attacking, triple block put up by Lindberg, Moss, and Cromendyke. And the defenders record a point on the block, and it's back to a 5-point game. Summer Jansen serving. Dort College needs to continue the comeback. Trailing by five. Tigers off high hands. And another kill for the Tigers. Madison Benhausen with her fourth. And Doan in position where they play side-out volleyball. They're going to win this set. Dort College has to string two and three together consistently. Set outside Lindbergh, off high hands, saved by Doan. Tigers attack. Outside set, blocked, and it falls on Dort College's side. Marissa Haynes with the kill, and it's 21-14. 21-14, Doan leading by seven. Reminiscent of set number one in the last meeting between these two. Doan came out and really dominated, and Dort College was able to make some adjustments. Score to come from behind win in set number two. That was pivotal. Camp with a kill out of the middle. 21-15, Dort College still down six. So Leah Camp with a kill. Leah Camp records the kill. Dort College serving. Down six, Bausma has served. Bausma, the floater, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Alexis Dale. Point defenders. So an attack error by Dale. Dort College trails by five, 21-16. Serve down the sideline, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Dug by Dort College, kept alive. Lindbergh sends it to the middle of the floor. Jansen tries the down ball. Miss hits it. Point Tigers. So a rare attack error by Jansen. She doesn't get many opportunities. And Doan now has service, leading 22-16. Pushed over by Gaysink. Doan attacking outside. And tooling it off of the block for the kill is Kinley. Kinley with her seventh kill. And the Tigers with a stranglehold on this one right now. Alexis Dale with serve. Taken by Bausma to Gaysink. Back set, Camp. Camp with a swing. Controlled by Doan. Doan off high hands, saved by the defenders. Shoot it out over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh bangs it off of the block for the kill. 23-17, so the window of opportunity closing for Dort College. Aubrey Drake has serve. Drake serve, controlled by Doan. Right up to the net on the pass. And the attack is long and out of bounds by Doan. Tigers' Allison Kinley hits it long and out of bounds. So Kinley with the attack error. 23-18, Dort College down five. Tigers scramble. They get to it. Kinley off high hands and a kill. Kinley with a kill. Eight kills for her. A match high. Eight kills, and the defenders trailing 24-18. Serving for the defenders, Gaysink pushes it over after the serve received. Gaysink with a kill. And the defenders trail by five, 24-19. Doan still has both of their timeouts remaining. Jump serve by Connolly. And that'll be an ace serve for Connolly. Hannah Connolly with her first ace. And the defenders chipping away. It's just a matter of if they have enough time. They're out of room for error. Serving is Connolly. Connolly the floater. Nearly an ace. Doan handles it. Off high hands. Saved by Drake. Bausma with a bump set. Outside to Altena. Altena with the kill. It's 24-21. Emma Altena with the kill. She's got five. And there's a timeout on the floor. Charge to the Tigers. Doan University calls a timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College on the attack receive. They'll set it outside Altena. Altena through the block, saved by Doan. Tigers attack again through the block, saved by Connolly. Passed over to Bausma. Sets outside to Altena. Altena into the net. Point Doan, and the Doan University Tigers win set one on the attack error, 25-21. Doan takes a 1-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Back with set number two from the DeWitt Gym right after this. The defenders with some work to do. Doan hit for a 250 kill efficiency in set number one. They take a 1-0 lead on the 25-21 victory. In set number one, Allison Kinley, 8 kills, 1 error, 20 attacks. 4 kills for Madison Van Housen, 2 for Macy Coffey, 12 assists for Alex Neff. For Dort College, 5 kills for Emma Altena, 4 errors, 15 total attacks. 3 kills for Leah Camp, 9 assists for Jamie Gasink, 9 digs by Summer Jansen. Doan led by Aaron Warrens, 8 digs. Dort College scored a point on one block. Doan scored 3 points on blocks. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, checking some other scores from around the area today, namely GPAC scores for Dort College players, or Dort College teams. Emma Altena with a kill to start set number two. Dort College men on the short end of a decision in Jamestown, 99-82 that final. Altena records the kill. Doan attacking, set outside, through the block, and a kill for Allison Kinley. Kinley with 9 kills, and we're tied at 1-1. 1-1 our score. Kinley has service. Gwen Egbert has her team playing well here at the end of the year. They got a win over Hastings to finish the season. Dort College gazing to Altena. Altena, another kill. Emma Altena records her 6th kill. Leah Camp has 3. After that, it drops off to 1 each for Jamie Gasink and Allie Cromendike. Also 1 for Julia Lindberg. Need to get her going. Left-hander, Macy Coffey, sneaks that one inside the antenna from the right side. It's 2-2 on the kill for the Doan University Tigers. 2-2 our score. Doan serving. Aaron Warren serve short. And it's pushed down by the Tigers. Out of the middle, that was Alexis Dale. Dale with her 2nd kill. And the Tigers lead it 3-2. 3-2 our score. Aaron Warren serving. Taken by Drake. Comes back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss with the kill. And for Haley, that is her first. 3-3. Set number two, Dort College drops set one, 25-21. Top spin serve by Altena. Here comes Doan, dug by Jansen. Gasink outside, it comes Lindberg. Lindberg around the block, saved by Doan. Tigers back set, unable to put it away, was Coffey. Dort College back to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with the kill, her 7th. Make that her 8th, beg your pardon. And the Tigers trail 4-3, their receiving serve. Emma Altena with service. Controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Dug by Dort College, but a player in the net. That's going to be Allie Cromendike, called for the block error. And we're tied at 4-4. So a block error by Cromendike. Point, Tigers. Tigers have tied it up at 4-4. Marissa Haynes, I beg your pardon, this is Coffey with service. Gasink back over to Cromendike. Cromendike with a swing. Doan pushes it over. Free ball, Dort College, Altena, Gasink. Gasink outside, Lindberg. Lindberg with a tip, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, blocked at the net, and it stays in play. Point defenders on the block. A block for the defenders. It's 5-4. 5-4. Serving is Jansen. Serve just barely skims the net. Doan attacking. Pushed into the block, and it's saved by Doan. Somehow they keep it in play. Lindberg, Gasink. Gasink back over to Camp. Camp with a swing, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, and it's into the block, into the net. We've got 4 hits called on Doan. Ball never made it over the net on the attack by Doan's Madison Van Housen. And the defenders have a 2-point lead at 6-4. Van Housen with an attack error. controlled by Doan. Tigers will throw it back right side. Off the block, saved by Lindbergh. Now a joust at the net, pushed over by Camp. Here comes Doan. Blocked at the net. Moss gets the block up. They'll try it again outside to Van Housen. Van Housen over the kill. Van Housen over the kill. 6-5, and now she will serve. Van Housen trying to make it a tie set. 13 down, 6-5. Taken by Altna. Gets it to Gaysink. Quick attack. Camp blocked at the net. York College reloads. Back over to Camp. Lindbergh. Lindbergh unable to put it down. Doan scrambles to it. Blocked at the net. We're tied 6-6 as York College is unable to close the block. Tooling it off of the block for the kill was Kinley. Kinley with her 10th kill. Kinley with her 10th kill. We're tied 6-6. Serve controlled by the defenders. Back over to Moss. Moss with a kill. Haley Moss from the right side. Her second kill. And the defenders lead it 7-6. So neither team able to string any points together. Serve is long and out of bounds. Point. Tigers. We're tied 7-7 after that service error by Dort College. 7-7. Serve taken by Jansen. Gaysink tries to push it over. Saved by the Tigers. I beg your pardon, by the defenders. That's Camp. Camp's going to be called for a ball handling error. So a ball handling error on Camp. Doan now has scored back-to-back points. They've scored 4 out of 5. And they have taken a one-point lead. So you'll cancel the play. And the Doan Tigers have service. Dort College coming back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Doan scrambling, and Dort College gets the point. So Dort College able to salvage a point. And they call the double contact on the first contact, and that is not by the letter of the law, so they replayed the point. And that time, Dort College gets the point. They lead it now 8-7 in set number 2. Dort College needs a win in set number 2 to tie the match. Camp with a swing, dug by Doan, attacking and hitting it long and out of bounds is Kinley. And we're tied. Dort College has a 9-7 lead after the attack error by Kinley. 9-7 our score. Drake has served. Drake, low hard serve, controlled by the Tigers. Set goes outside, around the block. It's up into the rafters. Drake will keep it in play. Altena tries to send it over, and she runs out of room. Drake picks herself up over by the mat underneath the basketball standard. And it's 9-8. That kill for Kinley, her 11th. Jansen over the bump set outside to Altena. Altena into the net. We're tied 9-9. So an attack error by Altena. Emma has not been as potent as normal at the net. Serving for the Tigers. Taken by Dort College. And we're going to have a 4 contact called on Dort College. No. Actually drops to the floor, and they're going to say that was clean. So Dort College, her serve receiving, Alex Neff. Neff, the server, and she's also setting now in the back row. Serve catches the tape, rolls over. Gaysink sends it up over to Altena. Altena roll shot, and we're tied 10-10. Emma Altena with the kill. Emma with her 9th, and the defenders have tied it up at 10-10. Serving is Connolly. Connolly floater, controlled by Doan. Tigers attack, off high hands, and a kill out of the middle for Coffey. Coffey with her 4th. Back and forth we go. Neither team has scored more than 2 points in a row, except for 1 3-point run by the Tigers. That was just recently. Kromendike with a kill. Ties it up at 11-11. Cromondyke records her second kill this evening. Gasing, bullet serve, low hard, taken by Doan, back corner. They set it outside to Venhausen. Venhausen with another kill. Venhausen with five. Venhausen with five. Serve taken by Altna, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Cromondyke. Cromondyke hits it long and out of bounds. 13-11 our score. So Cromondyke with an attack error. Serving for the Tigers will be Aaron Warren. Warren to Altena. Altena, Gasing, back over to Altena. Altena unable to put it down. Here comes Doan. Banging it off of the tape was Coffey. Dort College reloads. Gasing to, Altena off of the block for the kill. So far for Dort College, really the only consistent offense they've gotten is from Emma Altena. Dort College is trying to tie it at 13 here. Served by Altena is in the net. Point Doan off the service error. And it's Doan with service, leading 14-12 in set number two. Macy Coffey has serve. Controlled by the defenders outside, Lindbergh unable to put it away. Here comes Doan attacking. Set goes to Kinley. Kinley with the swing, dug by Altena. Gasing gets the second contact, passed over the net by Jansen. Here comes Doan. Off the block, pushed down by Moss, saved by Doan, passed over the net, free ball, Dort College. Jansen back over to Cromondyke, unable to put it away. Doan attacking, off high hands, saved by Lindbergh. Now Jansen sends it over on the down ball. Doan attacking, the Tigers unable to put it away. Gasing back to Moss, blocked at the net, picks it out herself, sends it back over. Tigers attack out of the middle and into the net. Alexis Dale, point defenders. Dale with the attack error, point Dort College, and the defenders trail 14-13 in set number two. Set number two, short serve, an overpass, and Moss puts it away. We're tied 14-all. Moss on the overpass puts it away, her third kill. And the Dort College defenders have tied it. Summer Jansen has serve, controlled by Doan and Warren. Set outside to Kinley. Kinley catches the tape and it rolls over. Point Doan. I beg your pardon, that was Venhausen. My mistake. Venhausen with a kill. Number six. Haven't gotten her and Kinley separated yet. Venhausen, where's number six? Saved by Doan. Down ball by, that's Kinley. Point defenders, and we're tied 15-all. Both teams with a pretty high number of attack errors this evening. Here in set number two, we're deadlocked at 15 apiece. Serving is Bausma. Floater taken by Warren. Doan attacking. Slide right side. Saved by Altman. Gets it over to Gasing. Pushes through the corner. Kill. Gasink with the kill. Jamie Gasink with her second kill. Dort College leads 16-15. Erica Bausma serving. Freshman from Sheldon. Sends it to the back line. Saved by Warren. Pushed over the net by Kinley. Saved by Jansen. Gasink with the swing with the left hand. Doan attacking. This is Kinley. Dug by Jansen. Passed over to Gasink. Comes back over to Camp. Blocked at the net. Point Doan. Doan gets the block up on Leah Camp's attack. And we are tied at 16. This is tie number 10 of set number two. Serve taken by Bausma. Gasink pushes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh off of the block for the kill. Julia Lindbergh with the kill. That's her second. Defenders lead 17-16. Set number two, Aubrey Drake serving. And Aubrey Drake sideline taken by Warren. Neff sets outside. Kinley unable to put it down. Gasing shoots it over to Altena. Banks it off of the block. Saved by Doan. Neff sets Kinley off the block, saved by the defenders. Drake sends it up over to Altona. Altona over the kill. Altona makes something out of it as Drake floats it up towards the antenna, and the defenders have a two-point lead, 18-16. Dort College with a two-point advantage. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Doan University Tigers. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. The Dort College defenders on top right now, 18-16. Doan using their first timeout of set number two. Dort College lost set 125-21. Today's broadcast made possible by Joiners Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attack outside, and banging it off the block for the kill is Kinley. So now Dort College will try to withstand any runs that Doan puts together. Alex Neff with service. So it's back to a one-point game, taken by Bausma, overpass. Doan can't get up quickly enough on it, though. Here come the Tigers now, blocked at the net. Doan sends it over, saved by Jansen. Bausma outside, Altona. Altona banks it off of the block for the kill. Emma Altona with another kill, her 12th. And the defender lead is 19-17. 19-17, our score. Serving for Dort College is Connolly, saved by the Tigers. Doan University on the attack, and we've got a player in the net for Dort. Point Doan on the block error. A kill on the slide to the right for the Tigers. Macy Coffey with another kill, I believe. Doan serving, down one. Short serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Altona. Altona banks it off of the block for another kill. Point defenders. Doan just simply trying to weather the storm right now with Altona in the front row. They can survive and keep it close. Rotate her into the back. Dort College's offense not as potent. Doan attacking. Set to Coffey. Down the line, kill. The left-hander, tough to defend out there. She's got five kills. And the defenders lead 20-19. Serving Warren. This is Erin Warren. She has 34 aces this year for the Tigers. The libero serves it to the back line. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. 21-19. Kromendijk with a kill. And for Allie Kromendijk, the sophomore from Belle Plaine, Minnesota, her third kill today. Serving for the defenders will be Skemper. Abby Skemper, the floater, taken by Warren. Doan has to track after it. Set well off of the net, and a kill for the Tigers. And Venhausen, somehow Venhausen makes something out of that one from about 12 feet off of the net. She records the kill. Thought Dort College had what they wanted there, where Doan looked a little out of system. Now Coffey has service. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Giesing, comes back over to Kromendijk. Kromendijk with a kill. Allie Kromendijk with the kill, her fourth. And the Dort College lead is back to 2, 22-20. Summer Jansen serving. Point here would be huge. Summer Jansen serve. Taken by Warren. Neff gets it. Throws it up towards Kinley. Unable to put it away. Dort College attacking. Pushed over the net by Altona. Saved by Doan. Tigers again outside. Blocked at the net. Venhausen got blocked. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead at 23-20. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan, back with more. Well, we'll keep it right here as Doan talks things over, down 23-20 in set number two. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank. Proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. C&H Body Repair in Orange City, their reputation didn't happen by accident. Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Find new roads to Highway Chevrolet Buick to see over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. View the entire inventory online at highwaychevrolet.com. By the Beninglin Hovet Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent, 712-737-6000. Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. Dort College leading 23-20. Jansen serve is floater off of the back line, point Doan. And the Doan University Tigers get a point on the Jansen service error. 23-21, Dort College up to Venhausen with service. That means Kinley is attacking. Set goes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh, change of pace, banks it off the block for the kill, and Dort College serving for the tie in set number two. Dort College trying to tie the match at one set apiece. Shandlin Willing will check in for Doan. Bausma has service. Erica Bausma floater, taken by Warren. Doan attacking. Pushed over the net by Kinley. Dort College loads up. Gaysink outside. Lindbergh blocked at the net, but out of bounds. Dort College dug it up, tried to keep it in play. Went off of Gaysink out of play. Point Tigers. So the Tigers get a point on the kill by Kinley. Now the Tigers back to within 24-22. Camp with a swing, and Camp with a kill. Camp with the kill, and the Dort College defenders have tied the set, the match, I should say, at one set apiece. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College with a 25-22 win in set number two. We go to set number three, all tied, one set apiece. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Through two sets, we're tied, one set apiece. Doan, a 25-21 win in set number one. Dort, a 25-22 win in set number two. The defenders hitting a 202 kill efficiency, 310 in set number two. Doan, by comparison, the Doan University Tigers, a 175 kill efficiency in set number two. Both teams with 29 kills and 12 attack errors. Both teams with 26 assists. Doan has 39 digs to Dort College's 36. Dort has 4 points on blocks. Doan has 5. Allison Kinley leads Doan with 13 kills. Madison Vidhausen has 8. Macy Cosby has 5. Emma Altna has 13 kills for the defenders. And 4 kills each for Allie Cromendyke and Leah Camp. Jamie Gaysink had 24 assists so far. Summer Jansen has 19. We'll have set number three in just a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR, back with set number three right after this. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. The Dort College defenders tying the match at one set apiece after their victory in set number two. Took them a little while to get going in set number one. They rallied, but the comeback attempt came up short. Some of that momentum, it seems, carried over into set number two, though, for the defenders. And Dort College was able to prevail in set number two. Took control. And the defenders got up by two and then just rode that out the rest of the way. Got up by two for the first time. I believe it was at about 18-16. Yes, it was. 18-16. Dort College got up by a pair. Then went up by three at 23-20. Doan had to use a timeout, and Dort College able to ride that out for the win. Aubrey Drake with service as we get into set number three. Drake serve, a floater, taken by Warren. Here comes Doan attacking outside through the block. Saved by Drake. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink has to chase it down near the fans. Set goes to Kinley. Kinley with a kill. Kinley with her 14th kill. And the Doan Tigers with a 1-0 lead. 1-0 our score. Doan serving Alex Neff. Neff serve taken by Bausma to Gaysink. Quick attack Camp. Camp gets blocked. Point Doan. Camp gets blocked at the net on the quick attack, and Dort College no time to recover. Serving for the Tigers is Neff, and Neff sends it long and out of bounds, so Neff with a service error. And Dort College trails it 2-1. Connolly with service. Connolly's serve on the way. The hop serve, similar to Drake, controlled by Doan. Set goes to Kinley. Kinley with a kill. Kinley with 15. Came into the match averaging 3.7 kills per set. She has lived up to expectations. Now she serves. Sivenhausen is the outside attacker. Jansen to Gaysink. Gaysink outside Altena. Altena kill. Emma Altena records the kill, and for Emma, that is her 14th. So the two outside hitters, Kinley and Altena, basically offsetting each other. And an ace serve for the defenders, and Jamie Gaysink. Gaysink ties it at 3 with an ace. For Jamie, that's her first. Second ace of the night for the defenders. Serve taken by Doan. Warren gets to it. Sets over to Coffey. Coffey with a left hand and the kill. Dort College has not adjusted to the left-hander's attack from the right side. Surprised Doan hasn't gone to that more. Warren served, taken by Altena to Gaysink. Now Kromendijk. Kromendijk bangs it off the block. We're tied 4-4. Hallie Kromendijk with her fifth kill. Lindberg is into the match. Skemper will serve. Skemper serving for Altena. Doan attacking, and Kromendijk puts up a block. Dort College, Lindberg, Gaysink, Gaysink, Moss. Moss, kill. Moss attacks from the right side off that relatively quick transition. Dort College leads 5-4, back-to-back points by the defenders. Second time in set two that they've put together back-to-back points. Skemper, serve catches the tape, falls back on the Dort College side. Point, Doan. And the Tigers now have service after the service error by the senior. So Skemper with the service error. Now Macy Coffey serving. Altena back in the match as well. Lindberg to Gaysink outside. Lindberg. Lindberg unable to put it down. Here comes Doan trying to regain the lead. Down the line, saved by Altena. Gaysink squares up under it. Gets it over to Altena from the spike line, and Altena puts it down. Dort College leads 6-5. 6-5, our score. Camp is in. Kromendijk is out. Serving is Jansen. Low hard serve controlled by Doan. Pushed over the net. Covered by Moss. Gaysink back to Lindberg. Off high hands. I certainly thought I saw the blocker's hand move. And it's tied now 6-6. As they say, it went out of bounds untouched. It's the second time tonight. I thought there was an obvious call over there, and no call made. Now Camp out of the middle, and Camp hits it wide and out of bounds. Ran out of room trying to go sideline, so Camp with an attack error. Serving is Vinhausen. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes over to Camp. Camp change-up kill. Leah Camp with her fifth kill. She ties it at 7-7. Serving for Dort College is Bausma. And Bausma's low hard serve taken by Warren. Doan attacking Kinley. Kinley with a kill. Kinley with a kill. And for Kinley, that is her 16th. And the Tigers serving with Alexis Dale. Dale, serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it back over to Lindberg. Lindberg with a swing, and we've got a player in the net for Doan. Lindberg records the kill with a blocking error. So Lindberg with a kill, Drake with service. For Julie, I believe that's number 3 tonight. Defenders tie it at 8-8. Serve through the block. Control or the attack through the block. Dort College scrambling. Jansen sends it over. Here comes Doan quickly transitioning. Set to Van Housen, unable to put her down. Gasing tries to knock it off of a player. And now Dort College able to get a point off of the busted play. Defenders lead 9-8. 9-8 our score. I said it was Van Housen, that's Kindling. Those two are giving me trouble tonight. Drake's serve into the net. Point Tigers. So Drake with a service error. Neff serves. Taken by Drake. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Alton. Alton over the kill. Emma Alton over the kill. Dort College leads 10-9. And the back and forth affair continues. Seven ties in set number three. Right now, Dort College with a one-point lead at 10-9. Serving Connolly, back line. Saved by Doan. Tigers attack. This is Kinley, unable to put it away. Drake, Gasing. Gasing backhands it over, kill. Gasing gives Dort College a two-point advantage with the kill. And for Jamie, that is her third kill tonight. Serving for the defenders will be Connolly. Connolly to the sideline. Doan gets it. Warren. Saved by Neff. Outside Kinley. Off high hands and a kill. Kinley with the kill. She has 17 by my count. She and Altona each have 17. Dort then has five players with 3, 4, and 5 kills. Drake comes back over to Kromendijk, unable to put it down. Bausma bump set out to Altona. Altona around the block, kill. Shotmaker comes through with another one. She's got 18. Emma Altona with her 18th kill. Serving for the defenders is Gasing. Controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. This is Coffey down the line. Read that time by Jansen. Gets it back over to Altona. Blocked at the net. Point Doan. So a block by the Tigers. Point Doan. And the Doan University Tigers back to within one at 12-11. Warren has service. Warren serve. Taken by Altona. Slide. Moss. Moss. Kill. Haley Moss records the kill. We're tied one set apiece. Doan one set 125-21. Dort one set 225-22. Abby Skemper has service. The senior. And her floater. Nearly an overpass. Doan attacking. And off high hands and a kill recorded for Van Housen. Van Housen with her eighth. 13-12. Dort College up one. Serving for the Tigers is Coffey. Thought Dort College had that one. They read the attack by Coffey. Finally got something in transition, but Doan ends up getting the point. Lindberg to Gasing. Bump set. Altona. Altona with a swing. And Moss puts it down. They're going to say Moss broke the plane. 13-13 our score. The attack error by Moss. Been a few calls tonight that I have not agreed with. Sometimes that can be because I'm short on sleep. And Dort College, an attack error. Didn't get a clean attack out of it. Doan with three straight. Now Dort College has to regroup. Doan has taken the 14-13 lead. Tigers serving. Macy Coffey. I did not see that plane violation by Moss. Gasing back over to Kromendijk. Moss throws it over. Saved by Doan. Tigers attacking. Through the block. Saved by Jansen. Gasing to Altona. Blocked at the net. Now a down ball by Jansen. Controlled by the Tigers. Through the block. Saved by Jansen. Kromendijk. Outside it goes Lindberg, saved by Jansen. Doan scrambling. Tigers roll shot, saved by Jansen. Here's Dort College's chance. And Jansen slips off of her, Gasing. It slips off of her fingers, falls to the floor on the quick attack. And the Tigers have turned a two-point deficit into a two-point advantage with a four-point run. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5. Well, I had the opportunity to look at that call on video, and I'm not going to change my mind. And now Julia Lindbergh attacks, and her hit grazes the antenna, and Doan taking control of set number three. Quite a momentum shift as Doan got that gift on that net, or the breaking of the plane, 16-14, and that it is amazing how violently the momentum swings can come in this sport. A service error by Doan. Dort College trails 16-14. Jansen with serve. Taken by Doan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the outside. Dug by Altena. Gets it over to Gaysink. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot. Saved by Doan. Tigers attack. Again, the attack. This time, Van Housen gets blocked by Moss. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders back to within a point at 16-15. Summer Jansen has service. Jansen floater taken by Doan. Tigers attack. Slide right side. And with the kill is Alexis Dale on the slide to the right. Dale records the kill at 17-15. Madison Van Housen with service. Taken by Altena to Gaysink. Now Camp. And a player in the net for Doan. Point Dort College. And Camp records the kill. For Leah Camp, that's number six. Erica Bausma has service. 17-16, Dort College. Down by a point in set number three. Warren serve receive. They set outside to Dale. Dale with a kill, her fourth, as she tools it off of the block. And now Doan doing to Dort what the defenders did in set number two. Short serve taken by Bausma. Slide to the right. Camp. Camp blocked. Point Doan. So a point off of a block by the Tigers. And Dort's going to use the timeout. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5, back with more after the Dort College timeout right after this. 19-16, Dort College trailing by three. They need a comeback, and Gaysink puts it down. Jamie Gaysink with the kill. And for Jamie, that is number four, and the defenders trail 19-17. Aubrey Drake has service. Drake, floater to the sideline, controlled by Doan. They keep it in play, and Kinley hits it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. So Kinley with the attack error. Wasn't right up on the net. She couldn't get on top of it. Dort College now serving to tie it. Controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Kinley again down the line. Saved by Drake. Gaysink pushes it over. Doan attacks. Bump set, Kinley, off high hands, saved by Jansen. Dort College, Gaysink outside Lindbergh, off high hands and a kill. 19-all. Dort College knots it at 19 apiece. Set number three, and the Doan Tigers will use a timeout. 19-19, our score. Timeout on the floor, charge to Doan. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gaysink, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Haywarden, Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter, member FDIC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grinewake is a broker. Also made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Our score. Aubrey Drake has service. And Drake lines it up, sends it over, taken by Doan. Tigers attack, slide to the right, off speed. Dort College, second contact, Camp kill. Leah Camp with a kill. Dort College 4 points in a row. They lead at 20-19. For Leah Camp, that is her seventh kill by my count. Dort College with service. Aubrey Drake. Drake, floater, Doan, Warren, to Neff. Slide right side and hitting it long and out of bounds. Point defenders. Allison Scala wanted a touch at the net, just like Dort College wanted one a while ago. You're not going to get that call tonight, though. Line judges have been pretty stingy with their touch calls. And the Dort College defenders lead at 21-19. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We've got a timeout with the defenders up two. Timeout Doan, their second of the set. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College with a 21-19 lead in set number three. Aubrey Drake has service. Dort College on a 5-0 run. Both teams have burned both of their timeouts. Doan attacking. Outside it goes Kinley, and Kinley takes the middle out of that one. Puts it away. It's 21-20. Allison Kinley with another kill. She's got 18. She is as good as advertised. 3.7 kills per set. She's better than that tonight. A 6 kills per set average so far. Set goes outside. Alton unable to put it away. Gaysink will back set it over to Camp. Camp off high hands. Camp with a kill. Leah Camp with a kill. She's got 8. Connolly has service. Dort College up by 2. So Gaysink that time threw it back to Camp after Jansen covered the block. Doan attacking. Neff. Doug with the set goes outside to Kinley, and Kinley smokes another one. 19 for her. She's going to be a handful for another 3 years. 21-22, 21. Doan has serve. This is Kinley with service. Taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it outside to Altena, banks it off of the block. Doan recovers. Warren, here's Coffey. Cross court, kept alive by Bausma. Bump set by Drake. Altena unable to put it down. Another kill attempt by Coffey, saved by Dort College. Gaysink, Altena, Altena, kill. Keep going to the hot hand. Altena records the kill, and Emma with 20 in 3 sets. Neither team messing around. They have found the hot hand, and they're going to it as long as it can. Doan attacking. Set goes to the middle, and an attack by Scala. She hits it into the net. Point defenders, and the defenders now serving for the set and a 2-1 lead. Serving is Gaysink. Gaysink, low hard serve, taken by Warren. Doan attacking, set outside. Van Housen with a kill. It's 24-22. Van Housen, she started fast. She slowed up a little bit. She's at 10. That's right at her average, a little bit better than her average, 2.75%. Now Warren trying to keep the match alive, the set alive, I should say. Quick attack, Cromendyke covered by Drake after the block. Set outside to Alton up, banks it off of the block. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders lead it, a win at 25-22. We head to set number four. Dort College with a 2-1 advantage. Back with set number four from the DeWitt right after this. Back and forth we go. Doan won set one, 25-21. Dort has won sets two and three, 25-22. And 25-22. The defenders heading for a 31 kill efficiency in set number three. Doan at 219 for the match. Dort College 211, but they've got more opportunities and they have more points on kills, and they also have more points given up on attack errors. Dort with a slight 52-49 dig advantage for whatever that counts. Doan, 8 points on blocks. Dort, 5. 25 digs for Jansen, 15 for Warren. 21 kills for Altena, 19 for Kinley for the Doan University Tigers. Alex Neff with 33 assists. Jamie Gaysink with 36. Blocks, Allison Scala, 1 solo, 5 assists for the Tigers. Haley Moss has 4 block assists for Dort College. We head to set number four. Doan in a obvious must-win situation. Trailing two sets to one. Serve taken by the defenders. Pushed over by Gaysink. Gaysink for the kill. Jamie Gaysink with that kill, and Dort College scores the first point of the set. Gaysink, five kills this evening. Connolly serve taken by Warren. Here comes Doan. Tigers, Scala down the line, taken by the defenders. Gaysink shoots it out to Altena. Altena, another kill. Altena's cooking with gas tonight. She's got 22. Three-plus sets. We've just started set four, and she's got 22 already. Serve to the sideline, taken by Doan. Tigers attacking. Somehow Neff keeps it in play. Pushed over the net by Kromendyk. Here comes Doan reloading. Set goes to the middle. Scala, and Scala unable to get it over the tape. Point defenders. Scala with the attack error. Curious how long Coach Gwen Egbert will let it ride here. Down 3-0. Both teams have been... Any the first sign of trouble, they have called timeouts this evening. Set goes outside, and we have a touch at the net. Kinley gets the kill. Kinley with 20. So Kinley with another kill, so Doan weathers that run. Kinley with service now. That means Van Housen is attacking from the outside. Van Housen has not gotten the numbers tonight that Kinley has. Gaysink outside Altena. Altena with the swing and a kill. Altena with a kill. So another kill for Altena. That's 23. 23 kills for Altena. Floater to the back line. Taken by Warren. Doan attacking. Set outside Coffey down the line. Read by Jansen. Gets it over to Kromendyk. Pushes it over. Here comes Doan. Coffey blocked at the net. Point defenders. A block for a point by Dort College, and now the momentum rolling for Dort College, and Gwen Egbert's going to call a timeout. Thought she would. And the Dort College defender lead is 5-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Back with more right after this. Dort College digs up another attack by Coffey. Kromendyk hits it long and out of bounds. Point Doan. And the Doan University Tigers get a point after the timeout. With Kromendyk's attack, that's long off the back line. 5-2. Now Doan will try for the comeback, trailing by three early. Set outside to Altena. Altena hits the antenna. An attack error by Altena. Now Altena is doing this after a relatively slow start. 23 kills for Altena so far. Floater to the back line is just off of the back line and out of bounds. Point defenders. So a service error by Doan. Doan had a bunch of service errors the first time or the last time these two teams played. Tonight, they have not. They have not given away many free points. Doan attacking. Roll shot. Saved by Van Housen. Pushed over by Moss to the back corner, and a kill for Moss. Haley Moss has gotten pretty crafty with trying to find the corners. Remember, she's playing with that shoulder that did not think she'd be able to recover quickly enough in time to play this season. An attack out of the middle and a kill for Dale. Dale with her fifth kill. And the Doan Tigers have service, trailing by three. At some point, they're going to have to string together two or three, though. Doan serving Coffey, the left-hander. Van Housen, the outside attacker for Doan. Taken by Jansen, overpass. And putting it away is Van Housen. Van Housen with her 11th. And there's back-to-back points for the Tigers now. It's 7-5. Dort is led by as many as four on two different occasions here in set number four, that is. And Coffey's serve catches the tape, rolls over. Set backside over to Moss. Moss with a swing, dug by Doan. Van Housen around the block, and Van Housen with a kill. Back-to-back kills for Van Housen. She's got 12, and the Tigers back to within one, 7-6. Just like that, the Tigers put together that run that they needed. Coffey has service. Lindbergh unable to pass it cleanly. Altena has to send it back to the middle of the floor. Passed over the net by Jansen. Here comes Doan. Van Housen, the hot hand around the block. And Van Housen, another kill. Well, just when I said Van Housen hasn't been as productive, she gets three kills in a row. And we're tied at 7-7. Timeout, Dort College. Dort College looked like they had this set in control. And the Doan Tigers have come roaring back to tie it at 7-7. Timeout defenders back with more in a moment. 7-7 our score. Coffee has service. So Coffee set to line it up and send it over with a left hand. She and Van Housen have gotten Doan back to even. Short serve, Lindbergh gets to it. Gaysink back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands, Doan scrambling. Now pushed over the net by the Tigers, right at Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink, back over to Cromendyke, blocked at the net. Dort College bump set outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot, saved by Doan. Tigers attacking. This is Van Housen, blocked at the net by Cromendyke. Doan reloads. Another one. This one's over the top of the block, saved by Jansen. Comes back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke with a swing, saved by Doan. That was one that probably was going out of bounds. Gaysink back outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing and the kill. Dort College got a gift that time as the back row player for Doan. I believe it was Kinley went after one that was eye high, and she was on the back line. Reflexes took over. She went after one that would have been a point for Doan. Tigers attacking. Pushed over the net. Saved by Gaysink. Lindbergh back over to Moss. Tips it to the back corner, and another kill for Moss. Dort College on the busted play, able to keep it alive and send it up to the 6-6 right side hitter, and she pushes it to the right corner. And the defenders back in front, 9-7. Haley Moss with her seventh kill tonight. Set goes outside, blocked at the net was Van Housen. Caught Moss, caught that one with her hand as well. Now Lindbergh with a swing, and Lindbergh catches the antenna. An attack error by Lindbergh. And the Dort College lead is 9-8. Van Housen is serving. That means Kinley is in the front row. Kinley with service. I beg your pardon, Van Housen with service, and her serve is off of the back line. A service error and a free point for the defenders. Keep an eye on number 9, Kinley. Doan, I would imagine, will be going to her regularly here if they can. Neff to Kinley. Kinley blocked at the net. Point Doan. That ball ends up in the scorer's area. So Kinley with a kill. For Kinley, that's her 21st. So she and Altena dominating the kill line. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Now Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Saved by Gaysink. Comes back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh gets it over the block. Saved to Kinley. Kinley blocked at the net. Here comes Doan again. This time a back set. Saved by Gaysink. Camp off the second contact. Doan scrambling. Saved by the defenders. Gaysink. Lindbergh. Dug by Doan. Camp. Gaysink. Gaysink. Camp. Camp. Kill. Leah Camp with her 9th kill. And that is why you do all the ball handling drills, even though you're predominantly going to go through your setter. Sometimes you have to go to your secondary and third setter. Dort College did that time. Drake floater. And an ace for Aubrey. Aubrey Drake with an ace. Dort College leads 12-9. 12-9 our score. Aubrey Drake with her first ace tonight. Serving is Drake again. Jump serve taken by Doan. Tigers attacking. Neff pushes it over. Gaysink pushes it outside. Altena. Altena through the box. Saved by Doan and Scala. Off of the box. Saved by the by the Tigers. Altena got a hand on it, but knocking it down was Kinley. Kinley with her 22nd kill. She is matched. Well, not quite matched Altena. Altena has 23. Neff serve. Drake has to get it. Now Altena pushes it to Gaysink. Gaysink pushes it across. Doan trying to cut it down to one. Blocked at the net was Kinley. This time they go to Coffee. Coffee over the block. Saved by Gaysink. Pushed over by Camp. And then an open hand and a push down by Doan. And the Tigers have cut it to 12-11. Sloppy play on both sides that time. We're at the midpoint of set number four. Taken by Bausma. Gets it to Gasink. Outside Altena. Altena kill number 24. Altena with her 24th kill. Connolly has service. Hannah Connolly with the serve. Low hard serve controlled by Doan. Tigers attack. Coffee goes wide, and they say it was on the line, and a kill for Coffee. Coffee went out of the middle, went from right to left, and she records the kill. That's a tough shot. Didn't think she had enough room to work with, but she gets it in. Benhausen back in the front row. That means Kinley is serving. Alton off high hands, another kill. Altena with 25 kills. Both teams with a timeout remaining. Dort leading 14-12. Jamie Gasink has service. Serve, back row, controlled by Doan. They go to Coffee. Coffee into the net, point Dort College. An attack error by Coffee. This is where Dort College got a little breathing room earlier in the set, and then Doan came roaring back. Gasink, short serve, taken by the Tigers. They'll go back to Coffee. Coffee with a tip, saved by Moss. She leans down for it. Gasink with a down ball, saved by Doan. Comes back to Benhausen. Benhausen with a kill, 15-13. Benhausen with the kill. She has 14, and just like that, she and Kinley have carried the bulk of the load. 36 kills for the two combined. Warren with service, taken by Jansen, gets it to Gasing, back over to Cromendyke. Cromendyke kill, 16-13. A quick attack, when it works, it is a thing of beauty. When it doesn't, it is maddening. Serving is Skemper for Dort College. Skemper serve, taken by Doan. Tigers attack, set outside Benhausen, blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Dort College with the block and a point, and the defenders lead it 17-13. Another timeout charge to Doan. Back with more after this. Abby Skemper with service. The defenders with a four-point lead. Warren gets it to Neff. Neff, middle attack. Dale punched up to Coffee, saved by Gasing. Cromendyke on second contact, unable to put it down. Here comes Coffee again, blocked at the net. Point defenders. 18-13, Dort College back-to-back points on blocks, and now it gets tough for the Tigers. Let's see what they're made of. I'm not going to count them out yet, though. 18-13. Doan attacking, set outside Benhausen off the block, controlled by the defenders. Jansen back over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. 19-13. Now it gets tough. 6 points. They got to make up six with six to go. Lindbergh with her seventh kill. Still serving for the defenders is Skemper. Controlled by Doan. Set Coffee. Saved by Gasink. Here's Cromendyke with a roll shot. Saved by Doan. Attack Coffee. And Coffee with a tip and the kill. Macy Coffee with her eighth kill. So that was a four-point run by the defenders. Tigers now serving. Doan University, Macy Coffee serving. It's a five-point set lead for the defenders right now. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Moss. Moss kill. Haley Moss with the kill. Be interesting to see if Dort College is able to hang on and win here, where this Doan team lands in terms of the national championship field if they make it in. Benhausen attack. Moss called for a double contact. All that is contingent on them not winning this one. I'm still not going to count them out. They're only down five, and they've got Kinley back in the front row. If anybody can bring him back, she can. Benhausen serve, taken by Lindbergh. Gets it over to Gasink. Back to Lindbergh, blocked at the net, point Doan. And just like that, Doan back to within four, and this one far from over. Dort College has to get a clean attack. You got Moss and Lindbergh and Camp as your attackers. Gasink is setting. Comes back over to Camp. Camp blocked at the net, it goes down. 21-16, Camp with the kill, and for Leah, that is her ninth. 9 kills for Camp, 21-16, Dort College leading. And Bausma serve, and that one dives over the net. An ace for Erica Bausma. Doan is out of timeouts. So Bausma with an ace. That's the fourth for the defenders by my count. That one has some funky movement on it as well. Pushed over the net, saved by Gaysink. Lindbergh well off of the net. Her attack dug. Here comes Doan. And a kill from the outside by Kinley. Kinley makes it 22-17. Kinley with her 23rd kill. Serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Shoots it out wide to Lindbergh. Down the line. Saved by Doan. Tigers trying to cut into the 5-point lead. And they hit it into the net. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 23-17. 23-17 our score. Drake has service. Dort College 2 points from advancing to the semifinal round. Aubrey Drake with service. Low hard serve taken by the Tigers. Neff outside. Kinley. Kinley off high hands. Saved by the defenders. Pushed over the net by Bausma. Here comes Doan. Attacking again. Kinley. Kinley with a kill. Kinley with another kill. 24 kills for Kinley. Her team trails 23-18. Neff has service. Taken by Drake. Gets it to Gaysink. Comes back over to Altena. Unable to put it down. Doan attacking. Coffey blocked at the net. And a lift is going to be called on Doan. Point defenders. And now Dort College. I believe that's Lindbergh who will get credit for the kill. Serving for the defenders is Connolly. Altena back into the match. Connolly serve taken by Doan. Attacking outside off high hands. Saved by Drake. Gets it to Gaysing. Back over to Cromendyke. Point defenders and Dort College advances. Dort College with a 25-18 win in set four. Dort College wins in four. 21-25, 25-22, 25-22, and 25-18. Stay tuned. Post-game wrap coming up in a moment. This is the Wireless World postgame wrap. As we put the finishing touches on today's athletics at the Dort College Defender DeWitt Gymnasium. And it has been a busy day. Mixed results. And you can't win them all. Like to, but doesn't work out that way. And the Dort College defenders, the women's cross country team, started the day by earning the Great Plains Athletic Conference championship. So congratulations to Nate Wolf and the women. The defender men's cross country team, very hard earned third place finish, and that was really a fine finish by the men. Dort College football on the short end of a wild one in Mitchell, 62-52. The Dort College basketball teams drop a pair to Jamestown in Jamestown. And then the Dort College volleyball team comes away with a 3-1 match win over the Doan College Tigers today in the quarterfinal round. 21-25, 25-22, 25-22, and 25-18. The defenders will be advancing to the semifinal round where they will face off with the, in all likelihood, the Northwestern Red Raiders on Wednesday night. Dort College led tonight by Emma Altena's 25 kills, 48 assists for Jamie Gaysink, 30 digs for Summer Jansen. Those are the leaders. Dort College got 8 points on blocks. Doan had 9 points on blocks. Allison Kinley led Doan with 24 kills. Madison Van Housen ends up with 14. And taking a seat beside me is Dort College senior libero, Summer Jansen. The Dort College defenders victorious tonight. And Summer, took your team a little bit to get going this evening. Doan presented some challenges in set number one. What adjustments did the team need to make to have some success in sets 2, 3, and 4?
I think the biggest thing was they were very scrappy on the court, and it sort of surprised us. So we just adjusted, and we played guts out, and we were just as scrappy on the other side.
Mace, the left-handed attacker that attacked from the right side for Doan Coffey. She was given some problems early on, and then looked like you slid over and took away her line shot. She never adjusted. You were able to get some attacks dug up, and that kind of swung the momentum, I thought, as well. Is that something that you adapt to through the course of the match? Does one of the coaches clue you into that? How does that adjustment take place?
You know, when we scout them, we knew she was going to be a key hitter for us to focus in on, but you can never really know exactly how she's going to hit it until the game. So we did make a few adjustments, but we just stuck with our defense and did our best to stop her.
It sounds like you're probably going to get Northwestern on Wednesday. Looking forward to another match with Northwestern in the CPAC tournament?
Yes, of course. Playing Northwestern is always fun. Hopefully we can get them in their gym this time.
What has your team been doing well? I mean, has this team improved? Coaches are saying that you've improved. From a player standpoint, you see things a little differently, I would imagine. Do you feel like this team has improved from the beginning of September to where we are now at the beginning of November?
Yeah, most definitely. California was very rocky for us, and we've only been moving forward from there. It's been a lot of fun.
Summer, I'll let you go. I know you want to get going on a Saturday night. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks.
That's Summer Jansen talking about tonight's match, the Dort College Defenders. 25 kills from Emma Altena, 9 kills from Leah Camp, 8 for Haley Moss, 7 for Allie Cromendike, 5 each for Jamie Gaysink and Julia Lindberg. 48 assists for Jamie Gaysink, 10 digs as well for Gaysink, 10 for Aubrey Drake, 30 digs for Summer Jansen, 5 block assists each for Haley Moss and for Allie Cromendike, 3 block assists each for Julia Lindberg and Leah Camp. Coach Chad Hansen has taken a seat beside me, and Chad, I'll ask you something similar to what I asked Summer. What adjustments had to take place? What needed to change after set one when Doan got up big on you early and then withstood a late rally? What do you have to change going into set number two?
We needed to change our mentality in the context of serving. I think we needed to get a little bit more aggressive there. On the attacking side, I felt like we were just taking too careful of swings. And I think we needed to swing smarter to specific spots that we had been practicing to swing to. And as we did that, I think that helped free us up on the scoreboard. On the serving side, I think that was a big piece. I complimented the servers, you know, after each of the sets. I felt like our serve receive passing did really well for the entirety of the match. But on the serving side, there's a difference in really going after a zone or just kind of putting it in and letting them have a say in where it goes. On the blocking side was another adjustment. We asked our blockers to be patient. We were able to kind of read where they were setting the ball, but we needed to really be patient and get better touches in those blocking spots. That was a frustrating start, Mike. Very frustrating start in that first set. I was glad in the end of the first set that we came back and started to really battle. Glad that in the second set we started at that point and carried forward.
Sets 3 and 4, really, I wouldn't say you were comfortable, but you never allowed Doan the big run. They had a little bit of a run at the beginning of set number 4 after you had built a 4-point lead. You responded well and then really controlled things and felt like you played downhill, if you will, in sets 3 and 4. That's good. As a coaching staff, I would imagine that makes life a little bit easier.
That does. I was able to breathe between serves as opposed to holding my breath, you know, at different parts in the earlier match. It did. Sets 3 and 4 felt much more comfortable. And I told the team ahead of time, we told them in the scouting report, this kind of match and at this point in our season, the teams we play, it's going to be a point-for-point battle. And we need to be comfortable with that. And we need to be able to look at the opponent and try and stop their point, but be okay that if we didn't, we can't let that add to another point given to them. Instead, let's score our point. And then at some point, we'll get a little burst of about 2 or 3 points. And that was the third set. That was the fourth set, being able to create a little bit more separation. And that was very reassuring and gave us peace of mind.
Allison Kinley, you never really contained her, 24 kills. Madison Van Housen, 14, but then they dropped off pretty significantly. You made some adjustments on Macy Coffey. I asked Summer about that. the left-hander attacking for the right side. We don't see many left-handers. She was getting that line shot. Summer slid over, took away the line.
Yep.
And really that seemed to change the trajectory of the match as well.
Yes, and Summer is always our defensive adjuster and even offensive schemer in calling shots for our attackers. On that defensive side, I was really pleased, Mike, and we talked about this in practice and trained this. Our block had to continue to stay disciplined. We have schemes that we put out there of what we're blocking against certain hitters and where we're putting our diggers around that block. And in this match, our blockers really did a good job of staying disciplined within our system, taking certain areas of the court away, and that frees Summer up and Aubrey and Emma and Abby and Hannah Connolly in that back row, all those back row rotation spots.
Emma Alton ends up with 25 kills. She started a little slowly. I thought she was just a little bit off, and then she got rolling. That's tied for 10th most in a match since we went to rally scoring since the season of 2001. Get into some pretty rare air when you start getting 25 kills in a match, and she only needed four sets to do it tonight.
Right. Yeah, we told Emma to start slow and to lull Doan into I'm just kidding in that. Obviously Emma's a great performer, and I think the combination for her of getting into a good rhythm, Jamie being comfortable putting the ball in a good spot for her, we adjusted the tempo, and that allowed us to create some openings for Emma to swing, for Julia to swing. Emma had a great, great night, and we relied on her, and she was a big factor for us, quite often.
I really liked what Leah Camp and Allie Kromendyk did in the last two sets as well, and your team has gotten a little more comfortable. They don't always go to the three contacts. If the second contact is up close to the net, those two are pretty good at attacking out of that, and that's been something your team has taken advantage of.
Yes, and I'm glad you said that. It's one more reason we run that style where our middles will set the ball out of system. But Allie and Leah had a great night. They grew stronger in the offensive routes, putting smart shots in, being aggressive at the right times. And I also felt like Haley Moss had a really productive night. It's just smart mix-up shots, taking some swings in the holes. And, Allie and Leah have really grown in being committed to closing the block where and when they can. And that's been exciting to see the fruit born from that for our team. And I think for Jamie to more and more connect. There was a time in the second set, I think it was, we were 22-21. We were up. And Jamie Gasing set Allie on a gap, we call it, and Allie put it away. And that was a 23-21, in our favor. And that was a big play from my perspective because Allie and Jamie, that's a little bit more of a risky kind of set. Jamie put it on the money. Allie was up big with an arm swing that was ready to score. And that little piece just creates greater distributed confidence on our side, and it creates a little bit of imbalance for the block and defense on the Doan side for tonight. But overall, I mean, this Doan team they were a dangerous team coming in here, given what they'd done earlier in the week, and really, really pleased with the all-out pursuit and effort of our team.
Looking at this match after what they did on Wednesday and with the confidence in a youthful group that seems to keep getting better and better, I would not have been surprised that this match went to five. I would not have been surprised if they could have snuck one out here this evening just because it's one of those odd matches.
Yeah.
And it's a different matchup for you. You get out with a 3-1 win. Off the cuff, Doan College, Doan University, they end up in the national championship field, do you think? I mean, where's that thing going to fall?
Great question. I talked with their coach, Gwen Egbert, who's a really neat coach, very, very seasoned in the sport, experience, been at all different levels. I talked with her well before the match when her team arrived and shared with her. I hope that they do get in to the NAIA tournament. The important part will be how the national raters will view their win over Hastings. And what I shared with her, about 3 weeks ago, two polls ago, the national polls came out, and we're in our second one right now. Two polls ago, Rocky Mountain beat, at the time, number one ranked and undefeated Viterbo. And they did it in five sets, and they did it 19-17, if I remember the scores right, that Rocky Mountain beat Viterbo. Well, Rocky Mountain, during that time, was in the receiving votes category, similar to where Doan is today. And Viterbo ranked number one. Hastings this current week is ranked number 3. So my take, my hope is that the National Raiders will be consistent, because after that, when the next poll came out, Rocky Mountain went from receiving votes to number 21 in the country. I'm hoping that the National Raiders will look at the entire body of work that Doan has put in. They'll look at that win over Hastings. And the way that, Doan played, it was phenomenal. I scouted that match extensively. Off the cuff, I'm hopeful. It's hard to know, though. It's really hard to know. I mean, we've been on the short end of these kinds of late-season victories where it's kept us out of the national tournament, though we played some good ball late at this point. So it's everything that our conference can promote about the strength of Doan. It really comes down to how other conferences will value that. And truly, Mike, I have not looked today. I have not looked at the other teams that are in the top 25, because if all the top 25 teams win, and let's say they all had big wins this week, that's a harder case for Doan. So that is part of the equation, and I'm hopeful it's in Doan's favor. They're a worthy opponent to be at that national tournament.
Dort Northwestern Part 3 Wednesday night at the Boltman Center.
You want to go?
I'll be there. One set away. Briarcliff took one set tonight. If they did that on Tuesday, we'd be playing here at the DeWitt. But anyhow, we aren't leaving Sioux County. A bad way to play it out. And
so true.
We'll see what happens on Wednesday night.
Yeah, that's an exciting match for us. And I know for them, I know for us, it's always a defining, exciting time at this point to make it a short season ending moment, though both teams will 199% end up in Sioux City based on our national rankings. It's an exciting spot for us. It's good for our conference, and we've got some scouting to do when we get to Monday and Tuesday to prep for that.
I'll let you go, Coach. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening of Dort College Volleyball. Once again, recapping, the Dort College volleyball team victorious over Doan tonight, 3-1. They advance on and play in the GPAC semifinals on Wednesday opposite Northwestern. That match will be, I believe, that is a 7 o'clock start time. Other volleyball tonight, Hastings over Concordia 3-0, Northwestern over Briarcliff 3-1, Midland over Morningside 3-0. Football play earlier today, it was Dakota Wesleyan over Dort, 62-52. Concordia over Briarcliff, 35-7. Morningside over Doan, 41-10. Midland drops Hastings, 32-24. Men's basketball today, Dort College on the short end of a 99-82 decision with the University of Jamestown. And the Dort College women fall to Jamestown as well. That final score, can't find it right now. There we go. 90-63. Dort College falls to 1-2 in both women's and men's basketball. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Biker. Good night.